Here she is rolling out the program.
Vaccines are one of the safest tools we have to prevent disease and ensure a healthy future for all children.
Now, here's what she really said.
Yeah.
Five days later, she discussed vaccine safety behind closed doors at the WHO Global Vaccine Safety Summit. Here it is.
I think we cannot overemphasize the fact that we really don't have very good safety monitoring systems in many countries, and this adds to the miscommunication and the misapprehensions, because we're not able to give clear-cut answers when people ask questions about the deaths that have occurred due to a particular vaccine, and this always gets blown up in the media. One should be able to give a very factual account of what exactly has happened and what the cause of deaths are. But in most cases, there's some obfuscation at that level, and therefore there's less and less trust then in the system.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this Friday worldwide broadcast, and we've got the InfoWars Nightly News and News Director Rob Du here with us in studio. He was showing me this information this morning that was sent to us by some of the researchers out there, and it just blew me away. And so we're going to do a detailed report on this that should be done by next Monday or Tuesday. But I wanted to go ahead and just give some background here and then get to this with Rob, because this is the World Health Organization chief scientist caught lying to the public. And so he'll go over some of this. But here she is in an internal video that they didn't want released. This is leaked right now here. And she's saying, we haven't tested these. We don't know if what people are saying is true, that it's killing people. Well, that's because there's liability protection here in the U.S. and in other countries. They get the same laws passed where you can't know what's in them and you can't know what they're contaminated with. And if somebody gets hurt, they secretly go to a secret court and then maybe get paid off. So safe and effective, that's a lie. Now they're trying to pass laws to take the inserts out where it admits it can hurt you or kill you. They always misrepresent and say we're against the technology of vaccines. No, they have liability protection, big corrupt, big pharma, all the history of their problems. What drug company should be exempt from liability for any of its products? This is madness. Now they have thousands of vaccines in development, over 500 approved in different parts of the world. They're trying to make you take more and more of this. Companies are going to make you pay for something. In many cases, that's experimental because a governor says he thinks it's an emergency, like Gardasil, supposedly going to stop the warts that certain viruses cause. A wart is cancer, folks. And then it kills a bunch of people, but it's okay because they had liability protection. They go and get a president or a governor under U.S. law to say, this is an emergency, take it. It gives it liability protection, and it's added to that list. And then they can dump it on the market knowing Gardasil killed all those people on record and hurt so many others and sterilizes a lot of women. They're using it in the third world. So there's so many cases of this. Rob, dude, this is just massive. This video was from December 3rd. Yep. This just got leaked to us. This isn't even out there from the activists we've talked to. This report's just now coming out here. We want to talk about who those activists are and more. And again, I want to do justice to what they're doing. So we'll do a whole report that's out sometime next week. We'll get an article up today with this video. This is really, and people need to know this.
And let me explain what you're going to see. What starts off in this video is this Soumya Swaminathan. She's head chief scientist at the UN, the WHO. And she's talking about how vaccines are safe and effective and they do all this great stuff and, oh, they're great. And then it cuts to a meeting that held in Geneva, Switzerland, back in December 3rd, 2019. And she's like, you know, we don't know what's wrong with these things. People are asking us why their children are dying, and we can't give them answers. So we have to be able to give them answers. And she's like, a lot of the time, we don't find out what's wrong with these vaccines till after they're approved. This is the insanity. And you have armies of lemmings out there on Twitter and on social media telling you you're a bad person.
And you're going to kill me if you don't take them. Yeah.
Yeah, that you're bad because you're not listening to these health officials who are saying in public meetings, although this one might have been private, that we don't know why people are dying from these things. We don't know why.
And they're not tested, so we don't know because they're not tested.
No,
and if they are, it's kept secret. So I want to explain this. They're saying, we know stuff's going on, but that's just the way it is. But then she goes out. This is leaked from the meeting. And then she goes out, and she's on television saying, it's great. You need to take it.
Yeah.
It's absolutely outrageous. Remember, in 2002, it came out on ABC News, back when they did their job. They had some journalists left because they got the minutes via a lawsuit, and then there was a whistleblower leaked more, And then a congressman whose grandson got brain damage. His grandson was 2 years old, took the shot, had convulsions, blood came out his nose, never talked again.
Yeah.
So he was in diapers 10 years later, but back at that time. He says, BS.
And before I make my opening statement, I want you to see what happens to a child who becomes autistic. And I want you to bear in mind why I feel so strongly about this. Because my grandson was a normal child, and 2 days after, he got 9 shots in 1 day, several of which contained thimerosal, mercury, 40-some times the amount that was tolerable in an adult. He started acting exactly like this child. And this is what parents are going through all across this country, and they have no recourse. The vaccine injury, wait 1 second. The Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund has a 3-year statute of limitations. If they don't know within that 3-year period that their child may have been affected by these vaccines, they're out of luck. And they have no place to go but the courts. And the language that my colleagues talked about that was put in the Homeland Security bill blocks them from ever getting restitution. And those people, some are selling their homes, they're spending their life savings, working day and night trying to take care of their kids, and it's just wrong.
He demanded it, subpoenaed it from Congress, and got the full record of the head of the CDC saying, my gosh, I'm not giving my grandkids this. We've damaged millions. They'll kill us if they discover it. These are the damn transcripts from the meeting with the head of the CDC. Cover it up. My God, they'll kill us. But they also say, we better clean this up.
Oh, yeah.
But you notice once they covered it all up, there's never a cleanup. The military has been given dozens of experimental vaccines like anthrax and others as guinea pigs, but it's still illegal to give the military experimental vaccines unless the Pentagon again declares it an emergency, just like governors do it. So this is very, very, very dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to this clip right now. Here it is. Again, it has a screen. WHO works to ensure vaccinations are safe and effective. Here's the head of it.
Vaccines are very safe. If someone gets sick after vaccination, it is usually either a coincidence, an error in administering the vaccine, or very rarely a problem with the vaccine itself. That's why we have vaccine safety systems. Robust vaccine safety systems allow health workers and experts to react immediately to any problems that may arise. They can examine the problem rigorously and scientifically, look at the data, and then promptly address the problem. WHO works closely with countries to make sure that vaccines can do what they do best, prevent disease without risks. New vaccines against malaria, meningitis, and encephalitis in Asia and Africa are now being thoroughly monitored with support from WHO.
Here she is rolling out the
program. Vaccines are one of the safest tools we have to prevent disease and ensure a healthy future for all children.
Now here's what she really said.
Yeah.
Five days later, she discussed vaccine safety behind closed doors at the WHO Global Vaccine Safety Summit. Here it is.
I think we cannot overemphasize the fact that we really don't have very good safety monitoring systems in many countries, and this adds to the miscommunication and the misapprehensions because we're not able to give clear-cut answers when people ask questions about the deaths that have occurred due to particular vaccine, and this always gets blown up in the media. One should be able to give a very factual account of what exactly has happened and what the cause of deaths are. But in most cases, there's some obfuscation at that level, and therefore there's less and less trust then in the system. Putting in place the mechanisms, whether they're cohort studies or whether they're sentinel surveillance sites, to be able to monitor what's going on and report back, and then for corrective action to be taken, because unexpected things could arise after introduction, and one always has to be prepared, as we've seen, you know, in the history of many drugs. You've heard about, learned about adverse events only after the drug's been licensed and introduced into the population. So I think that risk is always there, and the population needs to understand that and feel confident that mechanisms are being put in place to study some of those things.
Simply earth-shattering. And again, she's just saying common sense stuff. In fact, if you look at different countries, it varies, but In the United States, about a third of drugs end up getting pulled, or they restrict them for only emergency situations. And that's because they put them out and then they have problems, they pull them back. But with vaccines, like, oh no, don't look at that. And now they have vaccines for Alzheimer's, vaccines for drug addiction. They just call it a vaccine. It's not, no, these things go in and kill certain nerve endings in the brain so that you can't absorb certain endorphins that are associated with heroin or cocaine. But that also kills your normal endorphins and makes you a zombie. Or they have, again, Alzheimer's vaccine that has the body attack certain proteins in the brain. And then it has all these other side effects. So vaccine just means something they're going to inject in you and they're going to have liability protection. How freaking crazy is that, Rob?
It's ridiculous. And the fact that people fall for it, people don't want to ask questions, people are afraid to question the medical model is even scarier, that they will willingly line their children up to be systematically mentally and physically destroyed. It's so
worse than
sickening.
That. It came out that the world leaders have secret clean vaccines.
Oh, yeah.
I want access to those clean ones. Don't tell me I don't believe in the science. Stop dumping poison crap on us. I got more breaking than Dr. Baggage is coming up. We got breaking Elizabeth Warren news. A lot of big news has been breaking on Fridays, and I've begged Dr. Nick Baggage to do a show once a week here, but he's such a trooper. I preempted him like three times in a row, so I apologize. He's taking over here in just a few minutes. But then this huge news was breaking on the vaccine cover-ups. We're going to him, and he's taking over here in just one moment. But Rob, just finishing up, this is the head of the World Health Organization Science Bureau.
Right, the chief scientist.
Chief scientist of the UN saying, these are killing people. We're covering it up. We don't have a surveillance system. People are hearing about it. They're getting pissed. We better clean it up.
You got to figure out a way to lie to them, essentially, is what she's saying.
Yeah, so long, this has been days after she tells the lies, this is all safe.
Yeah.
Folks, it's over. They're not going to be able to cover this up with Facebook censoring these discussions. It's over. So a big report's coming out on that today. We'll add some clips, what we just did.
Right.
And then knowing you and I, will work over the weekend to get this out, because I'm already up here all weekend. But this is huge, brother.
It really is. And you got to look at the people in New Jersey who are fighting for their health freedom right now. They're storming Congress. They're speaking out because they're not taking this, safe and effective answer as an answer anymore. They know. They've seen the children.
The anthrax vaccine killed hundreds of U.S. military conservatively. They admitted it was killing people. Stop saying it doesn't hurt people. Stop saying it's all safe.
You just have to look at the children.
Everybody knows that the peanut allergies because they grew vaccines on peanuts.
Yeah.
And then they stopped doing it, and then now all these kids aren't being born that die if they go around peanuts. I mean, it's real simple. You people are out of control.
And before I make my opening statement, I want you to see what happens to a child who becomes autistic. And I want you to bear in mind why I feel so strongly about this. Because my grandson was a normal child, and 2 days after, he got 9 shots in one day, several of which contained thimerosal, mercury, 40 some times the amount that was tolerable in an adult. He started acting exactly like this child. And this is what parents are going through all across this country, and they have no recourse. The Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund has a 3-year statute of limitations. If they don't know within that 3-year period that their child may have been affected by these vaccines, they're out of luck. And they have no place to go but the courts. And the language that my colleagues talked about that was put in the Homeland Security bill blocks them from ever getting restitution. And those people, some are selling their homes, they're spending their life savings, working day and night trying to take care of their kids, and it's just wrong. And our government has to fess up to this, and if the pharmaceutical companies are responsible, then some way they have to aid in the compensation of these people, either through additional monies going into the Victims' Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund, or some other way. And the Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund needs to be revisited very soon so that these people have access to it. To leave them high and dry is criminal, in my opinion. Now, I want you to see what these parents are going through with these kids.
Oh,
Are there still vaccines in doctors' offices right now today that contain thimerosal that are being given to children?
I don't believe so. No, as I mentioned, all vaccines for the routine recommended childhood immunization series started 2001 have been manufactured either thimerosal-free or with markedly reduced amounts of thimerosal. Now, that's just the vaccines that are in the routinely recommended childhood immunization schedule. As I had mentioned, influenza vaccines, which are not part of that routinely recommended schedule, but were encouraged to be administered by the ACIP, although they're not yet part of the routine schedule, those are now available in a thimerosal trace formulation for both of Evans vaccines and Aventis Pasteur vaccines. As I mentioned, you know, Wyeth announced its intentions not to manufacture an influenza vaccine after this year, but the other two do offer this trace thimerosal presentation.
But they still have thimerosal
yes,
in them.
Yes, they still also have multi-dose vials that do contain.
Why don't they go to single-dose vials?
I know that they are considering the feasibility of.
Why don't you tell them to do that?
We consider these vaccines, which also contain thimerosal as a preservative, to be safe and effective. However, we do consider that it's important to have vaccines.
Did you hear any of the testimony earlier from those people that were testifying, those scientists and doctors?
Yes, I did.
Did you see the study from Canada there that showed the damage it's done when a very minute amount of mercury is given, put in proximity to brain cells?
I think it's hard to extrapolate that data to what actually happens in the clinical situation.
Well, you know, every study that's been done, doctor, that you guys have put forth as showing that there's no correlation between thimerosal and autism doesn't say categorically that thimerosal doesn't cause autism. They never say that. Can you tell me right now, categorically, without any doubt whatsoever, that mercury in vaccines does not cause autism?
I think what I'd have to say is what the Institute of Medicine concluded is that the body of evidence neither allows
no,
you to accept
I want you to give
or
me a,
reject
I want you to give me a yes or no. Can you tell me, can you say right now, just flat out, just say, can you tell me without any doubt whatsoever that the mercury in vaccines does not cause neurological problems or autism?
We can neither accept nor reject a causal relationship.
So what you're saying is you cannot tell me that. You cannot say categorically, can
you? We don't know one way or the other. But
so why are you keeping something in there if you don't know one way or the other? When you know that there's an epidemic of autism. If there's an epidemic of something, why do you keep it in there when you're not sure? Because every study I've seen flatly says you're not sure. You say you can't say yay or nay.
I think you have to consider the benefit that vaccines confer, and there's a definite benefit from influenza vaccine. And having an adequate supply of vaccine is very important.
Okay, well, let me follow up on that then. Single-shot vials, does that need thimerosal?
No, they don't, but there
Well, then
are a
lot why don't we have single-shot
There
vials?
Are a lot of manufacturing issues associated with switching over. You need much more filling capacity for the lines. You need a lot more other kinds of things that need to be introduced. So although it can be done, and both Evans and Aventis Pasteur have started to introduce that, mm-hmm. it is not something that at present they have the capacity to do entirety.
Let me ask you this. Do these pharmaceutical companies that produce these vaccines had in the past the ability to produce, and have they produced, single-shot vials?
Yes, they do, because that's how Evans and Aventis Pasteur is doing it right
well,
now.
How about all of the pharmaceutical companies? Do all the pharmaceutical companies pretty much have the ability to produce single-shot vials?
You know, I couldn't speak to that categorically. I don't know, but I do know certainly in the case of Aventis Pasteur and Evans that they do okay. have that ability because they are doing
okay.
that.
Then why hasn't the FDA... To be on the safe side, knowing that we're having one in over 250 and in some cases one in 150 children becoming autistic, and there's a growing body of evidence that thimerosal and mercury is causing that, why wouldn't you go down the cautious road instead of coming up with these additional studies that say, well, we're not sure, we can't say yay or nay. Why not go to single-shot vials?
Because we believe that the multi-dose vials continue to be safe and effective and that they speak to having enough supply of influenza vaccine, which serves a very important public health.
Let me just end up by saying this. You know, I'm a student. I studied at the Cincinnati Bible Seminary. And I don't like to quote scripture very often, but there's none so blind as those that will not see. You just sit there and you keep saying over and over and over again that you think that there's not a real danger for having this mercury in these vaccines. There's been 1,500 plus articles written saying that there is a problem. We've got scientists from all over the world coming in here. You saw a demonstration from a Canadian tape showing the impact of a minute amount of mercury in brain cells, and yet you continue to say, well, we don't think that a very small amount of mercury in, but you don't know because there's no study that you put out that I've seen, not one, that says categorically that mercury in vaccines does not cause neurological problems. You can't tell me that today. You've hedged all over that issue, and you guys just continue to keep coming up here and making excuses, and I don't understand why. Why not just get it out of there?
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today, you know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.